Obi-Wan stood thinking a moment. Now he knew that those vague feelings had a source after all. He knew one thing for sure. Ren had not left those clues. One of the bounty hunters had. It was time to contact the temple. A Jedi was in danger. He could feel it. But their comlinks had been blown up with the ship. "We were deliberately led into that Malia den," he told Anakin, "and the cavern. Someone left those clues for us to follow." "Which means that Ren," Anakin said, "has been captured, or possibly even killed," Obi-Wan finished gravely. "But why? Why is this Granto Omega after us? What else do you know about him?" "Not much. We've never seen him. We've communicated through comm channels. The only thing we know is that he is the richest being in the galaxy," Floria said. "Not the richest," Dane corrected. "You always exaggerate." "Okay, one of the richest," Floria said. "Why has he targeted the Jedi?" Anakin asked. Floria and Dane shook their heads. "We don't know," Floria said. "In this business, you don't ask too many questions. It's better not to get too involved." "Speaking of which, hanging around with you two might be dangerous to our health," Dane said. "So if you don't mind, Floria and I will take our chances on Ragoon." He grabbed Floria's hand and began to edge away. Obi-Wan blocked their path. "Not a chance," he said firmly. "You're not going anywhere until we find out exactly what's going on. We might need your help." "What help could we possibly be?" Floria asked. "We told you everything we know." "I'm sure you did not," Obi-Wan said. "You know the bounty hunters who are after us. You're not going anywhere until we know more about who is after us and why." Chapter 9. "So what now?" Anakin asked Obi-Wan. "When you are the hunted, the best thing to do is to turn the tables," Obi-Wan said. "You must become the hunter." "Track the bounty hunters," Anakin said. Obi-Wan nodded. "We can start with the sleeper bomb. It needs a nearby power source to gather sufficient charge for someone to set it off. We need to find the power source, which won't be far." "Whoa, wait a second," Floria said. "I didn't sign on for this. If you're going to chase down the rest of the bounty hunters, you've got to let us go. This could be dangerous." "Bounty hunting isn't dangerous?" Anakin asked. "We minimize our risks," Dane said. He hooked his fingers into his thick black utility belt, which doesn't seem to be a consideration for Jedi.
"When it comes down to it, we just aren't very brave," Floria confessed.
"Speak for yourself, Floria," Dane said, scowling. Floria ignored him.
"So it's in your best interest to let us go. I tend to scream when trouble happens. And after all, it isn't fair. Bounty hunters are chasing you, not us. Why put us in harm's way?"
"Let me ask you something," Obi-Wan said. "Don't you think the bounty hunter knew you were aboard our ship before activating the signal?" Floria bit her lip.
"You mean, we're a target too?"
Obi-Wan shrugged. "Think about it. After all, the fewer bounty hunters there are, the easier it is to win the prize."
"But there are rules," Floria protested. "Bounty hunters are forbidden to attack one another."
"In my experience, the larger the reward, the greater the chance rules will be broken," Obi-Wan said.
"Granto Omega wouldn't stand for it," Floria said, but she sounded less certain.
"Would you bet your life on the ethics of a being who is using bounty hunters to trap Jedi on a training exercise?" Obi-Wan asked mildly. Floria was silent. Obi-Wan waited while the sister and brother exchanged a glance. He was not about to let Floria and Dane go. Despite their assurances that they weren't dangerous, the reward would still tempt them to make trouble for the Jedi. Obi-Wan had no doubt that he and Anakin could handle any attack the bounty hunting team could launch at them, but he'd rather not have to deal with it at all, so he could focus on rescuing Ren and getting to the bottom of who was behind this. He wanted them close, but it was better that they think it was in their best interest to stay with the Jedi.
I think you've got us there, Dane told him. Lead on. With Flory and Dane in tow, Obi-Wan and Anakin began a systematic search. They walked outward from their ship in widening circles. The power source for that size sleeper bomb has to use a generator that's fairly large, Obi-Wan said. I'm guessing it's on a cruiser of some kind. If the power source is on a cruiser, the bounty hunter could be long gone, Floria called to them as she brought up the rear. Not if the prize is as big as you say, Obi-Wan answered. Their route took them over a rocky hill and down into another low-lying meadow. The ground was mushy beneath their feet. Ahead lay a boggy field full of shoulder-high bushes with bright yellow flowers. Floria reached out to pick one. Ow! She sucked her finger. Now they could see that red thorn surrounded the bright flowers. I guess we have to turn back, Floria said hopefully. We'll be torn to shreds if we try to make it through these bushes. Obi-Wan hesitated. Floria was right. But their only chance of finding the power source lay in examining the surrounding area. Master, Anakin said quietly. Obi-Wan heard it too. The faint whine of a cruiser engine. He searched the sky and saw nothing. Everyone get down low, he said. They crouched underneath the bushes in a hollowed-out spot while Obi-Wan and Anakin scanned the sky. The cruiser darted in view, a flash of silver against the blue. Fast, agile, Anakin reported, squinting at it. Laser cannons mounted on either side of the bridge. It's Maul Arkasite's cruiser, Dane said. I recognize it. She had it techno-tweaked by Sinar's advanced projects. Uh-oh. The cruiser had made a sharp turn and now headed straight toward them. Dane looked around. What are we going to do? There's no place to hide. And if we go back, we'll be caught in the open. Obi-Wan withdrew his lightsaber and activated it. He leaned forward and expertly sliced through the thorny bush. The bush melted away. Those things sure come in handy, Floria said admiringly. The cruiser darted lower. The laser cannon suddenly burst into a clatter of rapid fire. Move! Obi-Wan urged as the fire scorched the bushes behind them. He darted through the hole he'd created with his lightsaber, swinging it in a short arc in order to clear the way farther into the brush. Anakin pushed Floria through and waited for Dane to dart in before following. Obi-Wan used the lightsaber with a fine-honed precision, cutting a hole in the bush just below the surface so that the bushes would seem intact from the air. There would be no telltale path to advertise their progress. Obi-Wan moved fast, but in a wide zigzag over the length of the field. They grew tired and sweaty and were scratched by the long, sharp thorns. Still, Obi-Wan pushed on, making Maul Arkasite dive again and again over the thorny field. At times, the cannon fire was so close, Obi-Wan could feel the heat from the blaster bolts. Is this a plan? Dane asked. A long scratch went from his ear to his nose. Because it doesn't seem like a plan. Are you trying to tire out a cruiser? Obi-Wan didn't answer. He had brought them to the edge of the field. Ahead was another rocky hill, the beginning of the foothills to the mountains. Stay here, Obi-Wan told Flory and Dane. Anakin, follow me. He stepped out into the open. He held his lightsaber high. She's had to fly low and buzz us continually, he told Anakin. I see some slight smoke from the forward laser cannon. She could be overheating, Anakin said. That's why you kept her moving. Exactly. Now let's keep going.